Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual blessings. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his presence. In love, he predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the beloved one. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together in Christ. In him we were also chosen as God's own, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything by the counsel of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be for the praise of his glory. And in him, having heard and believed the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the pledge of our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. To the faithful in Ephesus, grace set apart in Jesus, blessed in heavenly place before the world was breathing. He knew your name, loved you with a purpose, called you just the same. Chosen in him before time began, held in his heart by the Father's hand, holy and blameless, that was his plan. You are his own. Say, I am chosen and sealed, chosen and sealed,
chosen and sealed,
adopted in love, redeemed by his blood.
Chosen and sealed.
The Spirit says mine, and heaven says done. He brought you near through the cross of grace, forgave every failure, gave a brand new place. Rich mercy overflows now from his open hand, mystery made known like he said in his plan. Chosen in him before time began, held in his heart by the Father's hand, holy and blameless, that was his plan. You are his own.
Say,
chosen and sealed, adopted in love, redeemed by his blood.
Chosen and sealed.
The Spirit says mine, and heaven says done. In him every promise finds his yes and amen. Every broken story gets made whole again. Inheritance waiting for the ones he has called. When you heard that word of truth, he gave you all.
Chosen and sealed.
Adopted in love, redeemed by his blood. praise of his glory, to the praise of his grace, to the praise of his mercy, we will sing in this place. Spiritual wisdom, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge of him. I ask that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God put everything under his feet and made him head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I heard about your faith in the Lord and the love you keep for the saints, from the ends of the earth to the block, it still hits me the same. So I give thanks, yeah, I pray, every time that your name comes around, that you know him more and more, with your feet on holy ground. Spirit, open up my eyes to the hope you call me to. Let my heart get bright inside when I see what's true. Open my eyes wide, open my eyes wide. Let me know the hope, let me know the power. Open my eyes wide, open my eyes wide. Christ above all things, Christ above all things, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. The riches of his glorious grace that he keeps for his people still, the inheritance promised in love that no thief could take or kill, and the same great power at work in the one who believes today is the mighty strength that raised him up and rolled the stone away. Spirit, open up my eyes to the hope you call me to. Let my heart get bright inside when
above all things. Oh, open my eyes wide. Oh, alive with Christ. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you used to walk when you conformed to the ways of this world and of the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in the sons of disobedience. All of us also lived among them at one time, fulfilling the cravings of our flesh and indulging its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature children of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, it is by grace
you have been saved.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might display the surpassing riches of his grace, demonstrated by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved
through faith,
and it's not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as our way of life. Following our old way by the world of this age, my heart had lost its way. But mercy came near when I could not stand. You found me in the dark and held my shaking hand. But God, rich in mercy, great love in your eyes, when I could not climb out, you reached through the lies. You raised me from the dust, you called me by name. Now every breath I take is singing your grace.
He made us alive,
he made us alive.
I put my hope
on the risen Christ,
not what I earned,
but by the life he lived,
he paid the price.
The prize. Oh.
Christ,
no,
not what I earned,
but by
price.
Christ, therefore remember that formerly you who were Gentiles in the flesh and called uncircumcised by the so-called circumcision that done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has torn down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and decrees. He did this to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace and reconciling both of them to God in one body through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Christ our cornerstone, therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is fitted together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together into a dwelling place for God and his Spirit. Once we was far out, lost in the offside, Gentiles in the back row, cut off from the promised side. No hope in the old days, no hand on the table, but you stepped through the distance and made the distance stable. Not strangers in the rain now, not tenants in the lane now. Same grace on the doorway, same peace in the name now. Blood on the cross, fam, breaking every old wall. What used to split the people couldn't hold us at all. So lean in, listen, hear what he done. Peace to the close ones, peace to the far ones. One new humanity, one family song. What was torn apart, he has made strong.
You brought us near,
no longer strangers.
Once two made one here,
a heavenly nation.
Reconciliation,
fellow citizens,
you brought us near.
He is our peace, bruv, knocking down the pride wall. Jew and Gentile standing, no one gets the high call. No more two houses, just one holy people, built on the good news, standing side by side, equals all. Lean in, listen, hear what he done. Peace to the close ones, peace to the far ones.
One new humanity, one family song.
What was torn apart, he has made strong.
You brought us near,
no longer strangers.
Once two made one here,
a heavenly nation.
Reconciliation,
fellow citizens,
you brought us near.
We're no longer strangers, no longer outsiders. Citizens of mercy, loving each other wider.
Built on the pride, apostles,
Jesus Christ the cornerstone, holding all the walls, bro. Every tribe, every tongue finds a place to pray. Living stones together, heaven touching today.
You brought us near,
no longer strangers.
Once two made one here,
a heavenly nation.
Citizens, you brought us near. You brought us near.
fellow citizens. You brought us near.
Yeah, yeah. The mystery of the gospel. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. Surely you have heard about the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly in reading this. Then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace, given me through the working of his power. Though I am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to illuminate for everyone the stewardship of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His purpose was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
In him and through faith in him,
we may enter God's presence with boldness and confidence. So I ask you not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. For this reason I bow low, Paul in chains, but hope still grows. Grace was given undeserved to preach the gift I first heard. You learned the way he opened me. Jesus made room for kings and least. The mystery was hidden long, now it's shining in our song. Sealed is open wide, Christ in you, the living light.
History made known,
Gentiles brought in,
one house, one throne.
Now we sing a glory song.
History made known,
Gentiles,
fellow heirs
in Christ. Side by side, same promise,
same holy Christ.
Through the gospel,
nations see
the riches of his grace for me. I was made a servant here to tell the thing once kept so near. The mystery was hidden long, now we're shining in our song. What concealed is open wide.
Song.
Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I ask that out of the riches of his glory, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Then you, being rooted and grounded in love, will have power together with all the saints to comprehend the length and width and height and depth of the love of Christ. And to know there's a love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Father, I bow my knee before the name of Jesus. You hear me in the dark, you hold me when I tremble. Your mercy found my dust and gave me breath again. I was small and far away, but you drew me in.
Strengthen my inside
by your Spirit, Lord.
Root me deep in love,
show me more and more.
Wide enough for all,
high enough to stay, deep enough to carry me when I lose my way.
How long, how wide,
Jesus' love for me.
How deep, how high,
my Savior's love for me.
How long, how wide,
Jesus' love for me.
unity in the body as a prisoner in the Lord. Then I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, and with diligence to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism,
one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now to each one of us grace has been given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This is why it says when he ascended on high, he led captives away and gave gifts to men.
What does he ascended mean?
Except that he also descended to the lower parts of the earth.
He who descended
is the very one who ascended above all the heavens in order to fill all things. And it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for works of ministry and to build up the body of Christ, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed about by the waves and carried around by every wind of teaching and by the clever cunning of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead,
speaking the truth in love,
we will in all things grow up into Christ himself,
who is the head.
From him the whole body, fitted and held together by every supporting ligament,
grows and builds itself up in love
through the work of each individual part. Where the old church doors used to shake in the wind by the bus stop wall. Mom said, carry yourself with a gentler step. When the world gets loud, don't let your spirit fall. I was chasing my own little local gold, till the word hit deep like a key in a lock. One Lord, one faith, one baptism glow, and the old rough edges started coming off.
So I beg you, walk it steady,
not puffed up, not petty, low enough to hear him say, keep the peace, come this way.
Shoulder to shoulder, we rise.
One body,
body,
many gifts alive.
Shoulder to shoulder, we shine.
Grace on each hand, each heart, each mind. Some carry hope like bread in a paper bag. Some speak life when the room goes thin. Some in the cracks with the patient laugh. Some lead the lost back home again. Not one of us built for the solo run. Not one of us called to outshine the rest. We grow up into the measure of the sun, till the whole house learns what love does best.
So I beg you, walk it steady,
not puffed up,
not petty,
low enough to hear him say, keep the peace coming.
Shoulder to shoulder, we rise.
Hey, one body,
body,
many gifts alive.
Shoulder to shoulder, we shine.
Grace on each hand, each heart, each mind. Yeah. He gave some to speak,
some to serve,
some to shepherd,
some to stir.
Nah, to split what was made as a one, but to build two,
we all stand firm.
To the children in the
faith,
know the length and width of
grace.
No more tossed by every
wave,
we grow into a holy place.
Shoulder to shoulder, we rise.
Hey, 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 hey. One body,
body,
many gifts alive.
Shoulder to shoulder, we shine.
So I tell you this,
and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Having lost all sense of shame, they've given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity, with the craving for more. But this is not the way you came to know Christ. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him, in keeping with the truth that is in Jesus, to put off your former way of life, your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing good with his own hands, that he may have something to share with the one in need. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up the one in need and bringing grace to those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, outcry and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Teach me how to walk right when my anger wants to stay. Teach me how to speak clean when my pride gets in the way. You said truth and love together, so I'm laying my hard parts down. I don't want no my brothers, I want peace in this town. Clip my words, make them gentle, mend the seams in my chest, keep my hands from breaking what your grace has built up best. Speak the truth in love.
Speak the truth in love.
Hold it together.
Oh,
hold it to build each other up.
Build each other up.
Till the whole house stands.
Till the whole house stands.
Mine. Till the whole house stands.
Was quick to lock my door, quick to count what's mine. But she called me out of self into something more aligned. No more bitter root inside me. No more old man on the throne. Let me trade the bite for blessing. Let me make your heart my home. Clip my words,
just make them gentle.
Bend the seams in my chest.
Keep my hands from breaking
what your grace has built up best.
Speak the truth in love.
Speak the truth in love.
Hold it together.
Oh,
hold it to build each other up.
Build each other up.
Till the whole house stands.
Till the whole house stands.
imitators of God. Be imitators of God. Therefore, as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. But among you, as is proper among the saints, there must not be even the hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or crude joking, which are out of character, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person that is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them,
children of light.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as
children of light.
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Test and prove what pleases the Lord.
Have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that is illuminated becomes a light itself. So it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless indiscretion. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord always, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the pattern, fam, don't copy the mashup. Walk like a shadow, let the old life back up. Love in the alley where the hurt got stacked up. Light in the dark can't catch up. Don't flirt with the dirt, that's a dead end spiral. You were called for the holy, not the weekly trial. Christ showed the route when the road got brutal. Kindness on the lips, but the truth stays crucial. No cheap talk, no sly walk, no filthy wit. Every little seed gets found in the things you do with it. Fruit on the branch when the heart stay planted. What he gives in grace, don't treat it like you granted.
Wake up, love, from the sleep in your bones. Catch that mercy and you won't walk alone. Come out the shade, let the morning begin. If he calls you son, then you live like him. Be imitators,
walk in love,
children of light.
Blind me, don't get bait by the empty parade. Gold on the grim, but the soul mislaid. Soft steps, sharp eyes, keep their conscience clean. Let the whole yard know what the grace has seen. Not drunk on the spill, not lost in the days, but filled with the Spirit, got a psalm on the phrase. Speak to your mate with a hymn in your throat. Lift up a tune when the day feels remote. Think when it's easy, think when it's hard. Think in a flat, think out in a yard. Every breath got a reason, every mouth got a mission. Turn the room to a chapel when you're moving submission. Ooh.
Wake up, love, from the sleep in your bones. Catch that mercy and you won't walk alone. Come out this shade, let the morning begin. If he calls you son, then you live like him. Be
imitators,
hey.
Walk in love,
children of light.
Let the night fall off when the truth runs deep. Every step is a sermon, every scar got a story. Every day gets brighter in his mercy and glory.
Children of light, hey. Children of light.
So we sing in the rain, we sing in the grit, till the whole street knows who we belong with.
Be imitators,
hey. Walk in love,
children of light.
Children of light, that's the way, love, that's the way, love.
submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a glorious church, without stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself indeed. No one ever hated his own body, but he nourishes and cherishes it just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I am speaking about Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children and parents, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. Instead, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, serving with honor. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ, and do this not only to please them while they are watching, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve with goodwill as to the Lord and not to men, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. Give up your use of threats, because you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Serve with your whole heart. When I come in from the road, still carrying the day on my back, you say, love, soften your grip, and I feel that truth goes slack. One body, one house, one table, not mine to rule, not yours to bend. We learn the hard bit first, how to heal, then start again. In the hush between us, teach me how to live this out for real, not with fronting, not with pride, but the way you make it heal.
Serve with your whole heart.
Serve with your whole heart. That's the way of the Lord.
Love in the small things, love in the hard things. That's the way of the Lord.
Children, hear the steady word. Not a shout, not a threat, just wait. Honor comes before the mood, and discipline can still be grace.
Fathers, don't keep score in anger.
Don't feed shame to little hands. Build them up where they are standing. Let your blessing make them stand.
In the hush between us, teach me how to live this out for real. Not with fronting, not with pride, but the way you make it heal. Serve with your whole.
All of us with the same eyes on the page. What we give in hidden corners comes up shining in his gaze. No fake kings and polished shoes, no lazy hands, no loaded seat. He sees the worker and the watcher, every heart at the mercy's feet. So if I'm tired, keep me humble. If I'm proud, then cut me down. If I'm tempted to use power, teach me how to turn it around. Let the strong be kind, not cruel. Let the weak be held with care. All our homes and jobs and streets under one Lord everywhere.
Serve with your whole heart.
Serve with your whole heart.
That's the way of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Love in the small.
Of God, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And having done everything to stand, stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness arrayed, and with your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, with every kind of prayer and petition to this end.
Stay alert
with all perseverance in your prayers for all the saints. Also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will boldly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it fearlessly as I should.
Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything,
so that you also may know about me and what I am doing. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about us and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers in love
with faith
from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ
with an undying love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I wake up, lace my day before the noise gets in. Truth around my waist, let it hold me from within. No borrowed name can shake me. I know whose child I am. I'm standing in a calling, not the fear of any man. Breastplate on my heart now, so I don't fall for lies. Feet set in the good news. When the pressure starts to rise, I've got no need to prove it. The cross already spoke. What was heavy got lifted when his mercy broke the yoke. So I stand up straight when the world is loud, head lifted high,
feet firm on the ground.
Grace on my tongue and peace in my steps. I'm not moving back, I'm not shaking yet.
Put it on, put it on.
God's armor on me.
Put it on, put it on.
shield up high. Fire can't stay, I'm in Christ. I won't bend today. When the arrows come early and they call my name in doubt, I lift that shield of faith now and I shut the dark out. Helmet of salvation keeps my mind in line. I'm not what they say over me. I'm his and that is mine. So I stand up straight when the world gets loud. Head lifted high, feet firm on the ground. Grace on my tongue and peace in my steps. I'm not moving back, I'm not shaking yet.
Put it on, put it on.
God's armor on me.